kafakum, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that had he only taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that food would have been sufficient for all of you. In other words, six of you plus him, seven, that food would have been sufficient for all of you if only he had taken the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That teaches us that by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is even barakat found in the food. A person doesn't need now to consume so much. Consuming less, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create that barakat, that it will fill him up. To that extent, where another person who doesn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have to eat much more. In this case, it's about seven times more person will have to eat, because he didn't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore it shows that taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has many benefits. One of the benefits, other benefits we mentioned, that it wards away and keeps away shaitan from being a participant in that meal of ours. So this also is a benefit, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows a person to eat less, and he fills him up with eating less. هذا حديث we did عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا رفع مائدته. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was thoughtful at every opportunity, every occasion. He would think of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would think of, although he had, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah Pak had created him pure from any sins, pure from any type of weaknesses and defects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created him with that level of kamal, but yet he would consider himself as being insignificant as far as the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerned. Continuously he would think of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would reflect on the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was actually concerned that I shouldn't be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore that famous incident of Taif, that after being pelted and after being stoned and after being chased and bleeding, but the dua that he makes, the long dua, one part of that dua shows the thought of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how concerned he was that Allah Pak mustn't be unhappy, Allah Pak must not be displeased. So one part of his dua, he said, Allahumma in kana alayya, Allahumma illam takun alayya ghadaban, fala ubali hatta illa rahmataka usa'u minni. Allahumma illam takun alayya ghadaba. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all that has happened, if you are not angry with me, fala ubali, I'm not concerned about whatever has happened to me. All that stoning and the chasing and that hardship, all that means nothing, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are not displeased with me. So this was the thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Allah Pak can be happy with me all the time? Allah Pak must not be displeased. So after eating a meal, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lift up the dastarkhan, qala, he would say, Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such praises that are abundant, tayyiban, such praises that are abundant and pure, mubarakan fihi, they are blessed praises. Ghayra makfiyin, and after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those praises are not even considered sufficient. In other words, however I could have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his ni'mats upon me, it is insufficient. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know what his dastarkhan was like, how little he ate. Can you imagine us eating all the time, what varieties we got on our dastarkhans? How much shukr we have to make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, that after making shukr, this shukr also is not sufficient. Wala muwadda'in wala mustaghnan anhu rabbuna. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are not, this is not final, this eating of ours is not final, we'll have to return to it. Wallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in need of this food of yours that you've given us. Constantly we have to turn to food, and we know our situation, that we can't do without food for a short while. If a person is going on an aeroplane, he wants to eat something. A person is going on a bus, he wants to have something. A person is at the airport, he wants to take a meal. Therefore, you'll find all over, you'll find restaurants and places to eat, because our system is such that we want to eat all the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not our final eating. We will have to come back to it. It's something that we are dependent. We are in need of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the food. وَلَا مُسْتَغْنًا عَنْهُ رَبُّنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not independent of this ni'mat, and we are not independent of the zariya and sabab that you have made for us. This eating, we don't consider ourselves independent. We have considered ourselves muhtaj of this ni'mat of food that you have given us. What a beautiful dua, even at the time of raising the dastarkhan. This is a dua, we should try and learn it. It's a very nice and easy dua to read. Today is another dua, a short dua that finishes off this chapter. And Mu'adh ibn Anas radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكل طعاما النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام has mentioned that person that eats food. وقال الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا. And he says, الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا. All praise is due to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has fed me this, that has given me this to eat All praise is due to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَى. And He has provided for me without me having any type of power or might. I have got absolutely no power, no might. I'm such a weak person. I'm not deserving of having such a ni'mah that Allah Pak has given. But despite me being so weak, not having any type of power, no might, no nothing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still fed me. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ وَتِرْمِذِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. After eating all the ni'mat and after eating all the favors and enjoying the favor that Allah Pak had given him, whatever it may have been that he had eaten, he reads this dua. Hadith says, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Allah Pak forgives all his past sins. In other words, all his minor sins that he committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives it just because a person acknowledged that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He read this dua, Allah Pak forgave his minor sins. So a simple dua, we should try and learn it. Imagine, so often we eat. Every time we eat, we read this dua, our gunas are getting forgiven. Such an easy way of getting our gunas forgiven. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha. All praise is due to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this, eat, has fed me with this. وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَى. And He has provided for me without me having any power or any might. Simple dua. And then all the person's minor sins are forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Learning the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making amal on it, practicing it, propagating it. As we know, today is a Friday. We should make it a point of coming early for the Jummah Salah, preparing early, coming early for the Jummah Salah, increasing our salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making it a point of reading Surah Kahf, and not wasting the time between Asr and Maghrib, because ulama explained that this is the time wherein a person's dua is answered. So we try and take advantage of that time also. Between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, may Allah pakim astawfiq wa amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.